We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Dalet. V'ze Bechinas Rosh Hashanah, Bechinas Koil Shofar, Shehu Bechinas Mimamakim Kirosicho Hashem. It's the concept of crying out Hashem from the depths. Ki Iker Bechinas Kavonas HaShofar Hu Sheyala HaKoil Le'elo Uli'ela, Ad shenizke la'oirer horachmim hagedoylim, rachmim horabim, hane'elomim b'maymar sosum b'bereshis. Because our main kavona in the shofar is to elevate the sound of this shofar all the way up, to be able to activate the highest level of rachmonus of Hashem that's hidden in that hidden statement of creation, bereshis. Shemeoitzim stimosoi ve'he'elomoi, whereby as a result of the fact that that statement of creation, Bereshis Bara Elokim HaShamayim VaHaaretz, is a Maimar Sosum, it's a hidden statement, we don't see Hashem's name mentioned there in any open way, we don't see the word Vayomer Elokim or anything like that, because it's so hidden a statement, it's called Maimar Sosum in the Gemara, that's what allows the Midas Hadin and the Klipos to be able to draw from there. The cholam komis hamtunofim and all the terrible places, all the filthy places. The iefsher lahamtik toikef hadinim hoelu kiim bisharoshim, and it's impossible to sweeten those harsh dinim, other than by going to the root. Shehu bechinas aye maimar sosum bereshis, to go to the level called aye, which is that hidden statement of creation, that first statement. Ubishvil zebo koil hashofar hakodesh. And this is why we introduce this sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, this holy sound, Shehu Koil Chozok V'Otzum V'Takif Ma'oid, which is a very powerful, strong sound, Bebechinas Koil Shofar Chozok Ma'oid, as the Torah describes at Har Sinai, that the sound of the shofar was very powerful. Ubebechinas Vayhi Koil HaShofar Hoylech Hoylech V'Chozok, that the sound of the shofar was strong and continual, it traveled, she'oile ad hamaymar sosum, meaning that the sound of the shofar travels upward till it reaches that highest level, that level called maymar sosum, u'megale u'moidia mishom daiko elekusi esborach, v'tokpoi u'memshaltoi, and it reveals and broadcasts from there, from the top level, the greatness of Hashem and Hashem's power and Hashem's kingdom, u'malchusei asher b'kol mashola, and the fact that Hashem rules everywhere. V'ze b'chinas, this is what's referred to in the pasuk that we recite before Tkiyah Shofar, one of the pasukim that we say there, Olo Elokim b'trua, kavyochel Hashem is elevated through the trua. She'enoi muven l'choira al pi poshut klal eich shayach aliyah etz l'Hashem Yisborach. Rav Nosnal says this pasuk seems to be problematic because a person looking at this pasuk according to its simple pshat struggles. What does that mean? Hashem going up. Ach hakavona bepshitasu ki dibro toiro kilashoyim b'nei odom. However, what the pasuk really means on the simplest level is that the Torah is speaking in the manner that human beings speak. Shemachmas shal yidei ha-shofar nizgale elokusoy u'malchusoy, because of the fact that the shofar brings about the revelation of Hashem's being and Hashem's kingdom, Nechshav kavyochol aliyah etzloi kayadua kol zeh. Therefore, we consider it as if it's an aliyah for Hashem. Hashem doesn't move. Hashem doesn't change. There's no concept of change by Hashem. But from our perspective, because of the fact that from our perspective, Hashem is being seen much more clearly and much greater, we consider it as if it were an aliyah for Hashem's kavod. Achal pi anal mevoyer ho'inyan yoyser. However, based on what we've been learning, we could understand this better. Ki Elokim bechinas dinim, because Hashem's name Elokim represents midas hadin, u'mishom mishtalshel sigei hadinim shemehem yinikas hasitrachra, and it's from the midas hadin that there spirals down like the refuse of the Midas Hadin, and that's where the Sitrachra is able to draw power from. Aval kol ikar shorosho mibechinas bereishis maimar sosum kanal. However, their root, their actual source is bereishis, that maimar sosum. Vaydei koil truas Yisroel, oila hakoil ad lishom. And through Klal Yisroel blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the sound of the shofar reaches up to there, up to that maimar sosum, bereishis, ayeh. Umegale ha-hastoro, and it reveals that which was originally so hidden. Originally, Kaviyochel Hashem was hidden, and the sound, the blast of the shofar is a blast of Hashem saying, I'm here, guys. I'm here, and I'm king. Shaydezeh nizbatlim kol hadinim. And this is what nullifies, what destroys all the midas, all the judgments. V'chol hachitzayinim ayon kimisham. And all the forces of the sitrachra that draw from that midas hadin. V'oz miskayim olo eloikim betrua. And then is fulfilled the wording in that pasuk that eloikim is elevated through the trua. Elikim daika shubichinas dinim, Elikim which is midas hadin, shemishom yenikas hasitrachra, which is where the sitrachra draws energy from, hamaalim umastir elikusoi, which hides and covers up Hashem's greatness. V'alkein nechshav huali elibichinas elikim daika, and this is why the pasuk uses that wording that Elikim is elevated. Shebchinas Elikim, Shemishom Yenikas Hadinim, this Midah of Hashem called Elikim, which is where the Midah Sadin draws from, Oila is elevated, Al Yedei HaTrua, through the sound of the shofar, Ad Sharosh Shoyhuelyon. It's elevated to its highest source, Shehu Bechinas Bereshis, which is Bereshis, that Maimar Sosum. Ki Koil HaShofar Magia Ad Lishom, because the sound of the shofar reaches up to there. And this is how we can understand a famous term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, that when you want to be mamtik adin, you can only be mamtik it at its shoyrish, at its root, at its source. And the sound of the shofar also goes down. First we said it goes up, up, up to Maimar Sosum, to the Keser, to that highest place. Now Rav Nosal says, the sound of the shofar also comes back down, umispashet b'chol ho'ilam, and it spreads out through the entire world. B'chol katzver, it's all corners of the earth. V'yam rechokim, and all corners of the different oceans. V'nichnas b'leiv kol echod, and it enters into the heart of each and every single person, lo'oiroi, to wake him up, to inspire him. Ulechazkoin, to give him the encouragement that he needs. Sheyaschil me'ato lechapes ulevakesh Hashem izbora b'b'chinas ayinal, for the person to know, to start searching for Hashem, in the format of aye, Hashem, where are you? Ad sheyishapech hayirido l'aliyah, so to the point where the yirida that the person is in will be turned around to an aliyah. B'b'chinas hanal, as we mentioned earlier. Ki shofar, just before we leave this issue of Elikim that we mentioned, that the shofar affects this Ola Elikim Betrua, it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the word shofar is actually Hashem's name Elokim in its three different forms. The middle letters, Pei Vav, 86, is the gematria of Elokim. Aleph Lamed Hei Yud Mem is b'gematria 86. The letter Shin of shofar is Hashem's name Elokim b'milui. When you write it out, Aleph spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed spelled Lamed Mem Dalet, and so on and so forth, the gematria of Elokim is 300, which is the Shin. The Reish is Hashem's name Elokim b'achorayim, which is one of the famous forms of which the names of Hashem take on, especially when we're talking about Midas Hadin, where you do Aleph, Aleph Lamed, Aleph Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. If you add up those numbers, it's exactly 200. So that the word shofar, the shofar is the instrument of Elokim. It's Hashem's name Elokim in all its forms. And when we blow the shofar, it brings an aliyah to this Elikim, this name of Hashem, which is associated with Midas Hadin. This din rises up and reaches up to the Maimar Sosum, to the highest place of Chesed, and there it gets sweetened, and then it comes back down and spreads out over the entire world, delivering a message of hope, a message of his Hisoirus and his Chaskus for people to do tshuva, for people to search for Hashem, because they will find him if they search. Lahavdil, this is like fireworks. They shoot these rockets, you know, they shoot, it starts down here, you see it go up, up, up high into the sky, then it splatters, you know, and then it comes, the different pieces are coming back down all over the place. Ki shofar mekabetz nidochim. Because we know that one of the things that the shofar does is it gathers in all of those who have strayed, all of those who are very distant. Kol harachokim v'ha'ovdim shenaflu l'mekayim samtunofim. All those people who are far from Hashem, who are lost, who have fallen into all kinds of spiritually dark places, filth. Sheshom kimat nevodim, where when they find themselves in those places, they are just about lost, chas v'shem. Avol bechem losoi nosan lanu koyach ha'tshuva. However, Hashem, with his great kindness, has given us the gift of tshuva. Ubefrat v'Rosh Hashanah, especially on Rosh Hashanah. V'tzivo leinu litkoya b'shoifar, and he instructed us to blow the shoifar. Shema oirer ha'koil l'chapei sulavaki shoisizbor b'b'chinas aye, which inspires everybody and wakes us up to search for Hashem in the manner of aye. V'alkein ha'shoifar mekabetz nidochem v'oivdim. And this is why the Torah describes the shofar as that instrument which gathers in all of those people who are far away, all of those people who are lost. K'may shekosev, as the Pasuk says, v'hoyo bayoyim ha'hu yitoka b'shoifar godo. There'll come a time when they're going to blow the great shofar. Uvo ha'oivdim b'eretz Ashur v'anidochem b'eretz Mitzrayim. And all of those who are lost, who are far, far, far away from Hashem, will come. V'yishtachavu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. Ki koyo ha'shofar nimshach b'sharoshoy me'amayim ha'sosim kanal. Because the sound of the shofar in its roots, in its source, is connected to that Maimar Sosum, that Keser, that hidden statement, that first statement of creation, Shehu l'malo mikol ha'asor ha'amoros, which is above all 10 statements. V'alkein hu nimshach bebechinas koil levad, shehu l'malo mi'adibor v'amaymar. And that's why the sound of the shofar comes in a form of a sound, it's koil, without dibur, no maymar. Because again, Dibur is a tzimtzum. Dibur is a keli. We're talking about shofar reaching up to that place where there's no tzimtzum at all, where there's no constriction at all. V'alkein b'Rosh Hashanah shu rishon l'tshuva oiskim b'koil ha'kodesh hazeh. And this is why in Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of tshuva, we're involved in this very holy sound, the sound of the shofar.